Good morning, everybody. This is Pete from Home Matters. We have a guest that had not been with us for a couple years. He's back. I'm really glad to see him again. This is something that is a needed product. If you own a home, which I think pretty much a lot of you guys that are listening to this show do, this is something that you're going to need. It's one of those things that you may not think about all the time, but it's really a necessity as it relates to moving water off your roof and doing it properly. We've got Paul DeMars from Pine Block Gutters. How you doing, Paul?
I'm doing great, Pete. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's good to have you back, man. Thank you. Good to see a familiar face. So,
thank you.
You guys make sure to grab a pen and paper. I'm going to give you their phone number and their website at the end of the segment here. We're going to get into, because I'm sure you guys have heard, you know, different companies that do this. They have these at the big box stores. And again, you know how I feel about big box stores. I'm going to tell you kind of why not to buy from there. And Paul probably has some stories about people who have bought from there and then eventually come to Pine Block to get it done right.
We've had customers that have used everything in Home Depot, and we eventually get that phone call.
Yeah. So we're gonna start first, though, since Paul hasn't been with us in a couple of years. Can you tell us a little bit about the story of Pine Block, how it got started, and then maybe why did you join Pine Block?
I started in the gutter protection industry back in 2011 with a couple of other products. I kind of got to see the progression of the industry, which has kind of come a long way since then. There is one gentleman that has had a hand in inventing just about everything that's out there.
Yeah, he's on your website, that Alex Higginbotham.
Alex Higginbotham.
Yeah.
And so he's invented, I think, four different versions. And so we had the opportunity when his latest one came out, the latest and greatest and kind of the amalgamation of everything he learned, we had the opportunity to take that up as our own. So we jumped on that and Pine Block was born.
Yeah. He has from what I saw on the website, like 10 patents or more. And
I think it's like, 10 or 12.
Yeah. Pretty prolific, so.
Yeah.
And this is something, guys, let's not lie about it. I mean, if you look at gutters and you look at gutter guards or leaf guards or things like that, it's not the most exciting thing in the world. But I'll tell you what, Paul and I are going to get into some things that if you don't do something like this, you just let it go, there's some bad things that can happen. And I know personally from my construction company, I cannot tell you how many times I came to houses where people didn't take care of their gutters, just like they don't change their air filter and their furnace and things like that. And now you have rot in the fascia boards, you have, rot in the rafter tails, and, a few thousand dollars later, we got the problem fixed. So you guys prevent a lot of that.
Yeah, if you have a basement, which a lot of homes in Seattle have basements. Yeah,
you got water going in there.
Overflowing gutters and basements are a bad combination.
Yeah, exactly. So. Exactly. So let's start out, Paul. Maybe tell us a little bit about, we'll get into whole kinds of stuff, like how these systems work, how they manufacture them, some of the material science, but maybe just we'll start generally. Tell us about your product, like maybe in words, visualize, like, what is it?
It is actually, it's okay to call it a gutter guard or a leaf guard. That's how people frequently refer to them. We are actually a fine mesh filter that is installed at an angle, the same angle as your roof, that fits over the top of your existing gutters.
Okay.
If your existing gutters are in good shape. If not, we do beautiful replacement gutters as well. And so what it's designed to do is it keeps all the junk out of the gutter, but it lets the water go through. And by virtue of us installing it at the same angle as the roof, it helps act as an extension of the roof. So where stuff will normally wash down your roof into your open gutters, it washes down across our filter and onto the ground.
Okay. And is that something, the angle aspect, is that unique to your design?
It's not unique to our design. There are still, most of them are probably flat. So you just put a flat, like a tabletop on your existing gutter.
Yeah.
So as I was saying, all that stuff that washes down your roof, instead of filling up the gutter, it just clogs up, lays flat on that shelf, we call it.
Yeah.
So we're one of the few out there that is actually installed at an angle.
Okay. That's what I've seen in the big box stores. I've seen a lot of the flat type, which is a problem for what you just stated. And, guys, think about it this way, too. If you live in an area, and we all do, we have all these beautiful trees, whether they're, fir trees or they're leaf, deciduous trees. All that stuff is blowing on your roof, and it's eventually getting down to that end point, which is a gutter. And if it's flat, and now it rains, you got that weight. And then in the wintertime, we get freeze. So now it gets icy and gets even heavier on the gutter,
right?
Which can be a real problem, I would think, right?
It is. There's the weight, you know, then you can't guarantee the water is going away from the house. It could be coming back towards the house, which is a whole other aspect of what
it's a water dam.
Water dam, right. So if you can just imagine your house without gutters on it, if you have a poorly performing or not performing gutter cover on it, it's essentially the same thing. The water just runs right over it and ends up on the ground, and good luck to you.
That's a problem.
It is a problem.
Yep. It's like the guys that we talked about, those landscape bermas that you should put in near your foundation because it drives water right in there. It's the same thing. This stuff just runs down the back and goes right into your foundation. Yeah. You can have a problem, whether it's a basement or a crawl space. It can cause a real problem for you.
We're frequently talking to people about why their porch is not level. And they're surprised. They're surprised to understand houses as well. They, you know, there's a natural settling process, but water can certainly exacerbate that.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the things that we kind of get people to understand.
Do you have one thing that popped in my head, because this is and I don't know what the answer is. Have you guys ever looked at like how many gallons per hour, gallons per minute come off a roof in a rain, typical rain?
I've seen various reports. You know, they're actually university people that have actually calculated that is in math beyond my comprehension these days. But I think it's, you know, typically inches per hour is the thing.
So it's a lot of water. I mean, if you think about a normal, you know, say 2,500 square foot house, that's a lot of surface area with water coming off that thing.
It is. And the way it rains around here, where it can be 24 hours a day or
just like we had recently.
Yes, a couple days in a row. If you were to put that in barrels, which is a funny thing, you know, rain barrels are really popular in Seattle, and I think they're a great idea. But everybody that we've ever installed one for says, I love it in the summer, but in the wintertime, it fills up so fast, I don't know what to do with the water.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do with the water. So everybody goes through the same process of learning how to open the spigot on the bottom all winter. So, and then they have to still, you know, hook a hose to it, and they have to find out some place to put it. So, but yeah, it's something that is hard to calculate until you see it.
Yeah,
in one
it
spot.
Is. You know, it's those things are nice to have. But, you know, that's one thing about Washington State. We're in the Pacific Northwest. Is, man, oh, man, do we have a lot of water up here, which is great. Mm-hmm. You know, you look at states like California, man, they would love to be us.
Yeah.
So they're really struggling for water. Okay, we come back. We're going to continue our discussion with Paul DeMars. He's from Pine Block Gutters. You can check these guys out if you want to see their website, which I would say, you know, go look at that. I'm going to give you the phone number too, but it's Pine Block. So it's BLOCK.com. You can give them a call too at their office at 425-333-7677. That's 425-333-7677. We come back, we're going to talk about some of the design aspects. We're going to get in, you know, you guys, you know, I like to get a little geeky sometimes. We're going to talk about material science. And the reason why is this product superior to others? What do they use for stainless steel grades? Not all stainless steel is created equal. So you really get a sense of the value of what they're installing on the gutters up by your roof. So with that, I'm Pete. This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's news and Seattle's talk. Getting a lot of info here from Pine Block. This is awesome. This is Pete with Home Matters, Air Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News and Seattle's Talk. I got to give a big shout out. We got Steve over there on the boards. How you doing, Steve?
Doing all right.
It's good to have you on.
It's good to be here.
He's a new guy in here, but it's always good to see new faces.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
How long have you been with us here, Carlos?
Since July.
That's good.
Yeah.
You're learning something new on Home Matters U here?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, you hang out with us, man. Are you a homeowner?
No.
Not yet.
No.
But in the future.
Yeah.
Right? Well,
planning on it.
This is all the education that you need to have for all the things around your home so you can make the right choices and get the best value for your money.
Well, then I'm glad I'm here.
Yeah. That's good. It's good to have you, man.
Yeah.
All right. We're back talking here with Paul DeMars. Paul, I forgot to ask you. You come on here. What is your role with Pine Block?
I'm the owner, and I sometimes train installers.
Okay. So you're the head honcho.
Yeah.
That's good. I'm glad we got the head guy.
I don't ask anybody to do anything I haven't done myself.
That's even better. You know, that's why I've always run all my companies like roll up your sleeves. If you can't do it, then why do you expect the other people to do it? I think that's cool. The other thing that's really neat, guys, too, and we've talked about this many, many times, is it's very good to do business with local family-owned businesses. I love it. You know, work with the people. Paul stands, I'm sure Paul stands behind his company, stands behind all the product that he sells. He believes in it. He lives it every day. These are the companies. We have a lot of sponsors that are, you know, they're not big corporate entities. They're family-owned businesses like yours. So that's cool.
Well, we all own homes and all go through the same challenges.
Yeah. Exactly. You have a home just like everybody else, so you have the same problem. I'm assuming you've got Pi Block on your home.
Right? I do.
All right. One thing that popped in my head that I did want to ask from last segment is, because you had mentioned, Paul, you know, you can put it on existing gutters. So then I started thinking in my mind, okay, well, there's vinyl, there's metal, there's wood. Can you pop it on all different kinds of gutters?
It's designed mainly to go over a standard 5 or 6 inch wide continuous aluminum gutter, which is 99% of what you'll see. Some of the, I still call them turn of the century, it's turn of the last century homes in Seattle still have wooden gutters.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, some of those are still in really good shape. Plastic gutters are kind of a thing that we always try and get somebody to see why they're not good to have on your house.
So let's talk about that, because I know we're going to get into, because you had mentioned to me, and I think people need to know that you install gutters as well. Why are plastic gutters not good to install your product on?
They come in an 8-foot section. So if you have a 50-foot long house, you have to have so many sections that you have to have aligned absolutely perfectly, which is almost impossible to do.
Yeah.
Even for us, we've played around with it, and we just cannot get it to work. And then you have a joint every.
That's what I was just going to say. Then you got the joints you got to do.
And
too.
So the way we look at it is every seam is a potential spot for leakage. So you minimize those. And so that's why we do all of the corners that we do are hand cut and hand fashioned, hand sealed. So we can do away with your typical gutter leaking.
Okay.
Yeah. So plastic is I understand the reason people like it, because it's easy do it yourself in the sense that they're not heavy, but they don't last.
But so what you're doing, so you can come in, and that's the other thing too, guys. You know, if you have something like that, this whole thing about getting water off your roof and getting it in the downspout and getting it where it should be is not, it's super important. So it's a systems solution, right? So if you think about things in terms of a system, it's not just Pine Block. It's also the gutter that it's integrating with, and it's the downspout, and it's, you know, taking the water out, right?
So, and it's the flashing.
Yeah, it's the flashing.
This is I know one of the things that we're always talking to people about is what's kind of behind, what don't you see?
Yeah.
And it's really common for people, especially in the summertime, they'll paint their house, they'll re-roof their house, and then they say, we want new gutters. And so we're always the last one to come in after the roofer's done their thing.
Yeah.
And so we are actually fixing a lot of things that may either weren't done right or weren't done at all.
Yeah.
And so as far as a systems approach, we're basically getting it the way it should be.
Yeah. So with that in mind then, so you have the capability, you're doing the continuous seamless gutters that you manufacture on site?
All aluminum, custom extruded,
okay,
based on the dimensions of your house.
And so these are perfectly fit to Pine Block.
Perfectly right. Fit.
Got it. Okay. So that's something to consider too, especially if you have a gutter solution that may not be adequate, like the plastic ones. You want to talk to them about that as well. And I'll give you their number again. They can come out and take a look at your house for you that way. Okay. Now we're going to get into a little bit about the design aspects of this Pine Block system and really what makes it unique, and maybe also talk about why is it different from your competitors? Because you got a few competitors out there.
There's a couple.
So tell me a little bit about, you talked about the same angle. I also saw some on the website, the Higginbotham ratio. So I want to know a little bit about what that means and how are you superior to your competitors?
That's exactly where I would start, besides the fact that it's angled to the same angle as the roof makes it a lot easier to for it to work, and also minimizes any homeowner maintenance that's required.
And it moves the leaves and particles off
that
flat face, or it's not flat, it's at an angle. Yeah,
correct. The Higginbotham ratio is the gentleman, Alex Higginbotham, who designed a lot of these. figured out that there's a relationship, if you know, because we use a woven mesh. So if you imagine like a metal cloth, he figured out that there's a relationship between the size of the wire thread, if you will, and the holes in between it. So if you get that wrong, it essentially acts like a sheet of plastic. If and you can either, if you get it right, which is what we've done, the water will actually go be pulled down through the screen. And so he got it exactly right.
And hence, this is some, in fact, when Paul came in here, he hadn't been here in 2 years. You know, I think you guys, I mentioned, a big shout out to Seattle University. I went to school there, got my mechanical engineering degree, and we talked about Prandtl membrane theory.
Yes, I remember.
Which is the calculation of the tension of the membrane tension of the water that will allow it to either sit or pull through. And so you had looked that up to see what that was all about.
I had never heard of that term, so I went and Googled it, and I kind of gave myself as a self-education and engineering.
And I wasn't BSing you.
No. There's actually a Wikipedia page about it.
Yeah. So now you understand why. And that mesh is, you know, you look at it up close, it's kind of like a honeycomb, right? Almost in the weave mesh a little bit.
Is that if you could imagine a burlap, but made out of metal. Yeah. Finer than that. You know, it's finer than that.
Yeah.
We were at one of the Seattle home shows a couple of years ago, and a lady stopped by, and she said that she did designer clothing, and she was very interested. She wanted to buy the material from us. So she, that's kind of a sidebar. But it very much mimics a cloth material.
Yep. We get back. We are going to talk about that material. They use a specific series grade stainless steel. And I'm going to explain to you guys why this is superior to other forms of material that are used out there by their competitors, what that means, and how that helps the pine block system last for a good long time. With that, I'm Pete.
I'm Steve.
This is Home Matters, Got Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News and Seattle's Talk. Okay, we're back. This is Pete.
This is Steve.
Steve over there. Learn some new stuff.
I am.
I'm getting you into all this math stuff and everything.
Yeah. You know, speaking of math, you know, I was just talking to my friend the other day about how when I was in school, teacher told me that we don't carry calculators around.
Yeah.
That's a lie. My phone has a calculator on it.
Yeah, exactly. It is, man. Well, you know, the world is run by physics and math, whether you like it or not.
Exactly.
It's just the way it goes. So I'm glad to see that Alex had worked that into his equations. That's really cool. And, you know, really, guys... I nerd out about this stuff, but what, you know, really on bottom line is it just makes it work, right? And it works properly so the water is not like flying off the gutter and going down to the ground.
Yeah.
Which is great. All right. We're going to get into now some of the material aspects. And I want to talk to Paul about this. You guys used a 316 series stainless steel. So why did you pick that?
Alex, in his infinite wisdom, I suppose, wanted to come up with something that could handle any environmental situation. That's one of the things that we were excited about when we were looking at this initially, because being in Seattle, there's a lot of applications where you're going to have some salt component to the air, some literally on salt water. The other thing is, the industry still relies a lot on a lower grade stainless steel. That's a 304 stainless, commonly referred to as surgical grade stainless steel. And most people don't know that stainless steel actually has an iron component to it. So the lower grades actually can rust and corrode a lot faster. So 316 is just infinitely stronger and better suited to be out in the environment along your roof line.
Yeah. For the salt. The other thing just to add too to what, because I actually, you know, you guys know I'm kind of a little nerdy and geeky, but, you know, that was another thing we had to take material science, and I've used that in my career many, many times. The one thing to realize too is that it's about salt, like Paul said, but it's also, I did not realize this until I looked it up, but pine and fir needles, if you look at their pH, which is, guys, if you look at pH scale, right, your tap water is like 7. If you go up to like 14, that's an alkaline. If you go down to 0, it's acidic, which just means that there's more hydrogen in the property of whatever it is, right? So it's a lot more corrosive and acidic. What I didn't realize, Paul, was pine needles are about 3 to 4 pH. They're very acidic. And those things are, you know, they're sitting on there And that can cause a corrosive effect too, as well.
I could imagine. It's, you know, I have pine trees on my in my backyard, and I don't have anything growing underneath them. And I was told that it was because of the acidity.
It is. They affect the soil. See, that was something that I thought, you know, let me think about this as a systems problem, right? And if you have those up there, that can also cause corrosion. You know, if you think about a 3 to 4 times pH, guys, if you go from 7 to 6 in the pH scale, it's 10 times more hydrogen, and it goes on a logarithm of 10. So 3 to 4 is 100,000 times more hydrogen than pH neutral. There's a lot of acid. You guys, just to, so you translate that in something you can get, is if you look at Coca-Cola, that's about 2.8. And you ever put a penny in Coca-Cola?
Uh-huh.
Have you done that?
No, I've heard if you used to put a nail in the old bottles of Coke, it would...
Yeah. It shines them right up. You try it.
I've seen like the Coke on, over the car battery.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. That does the same thing.
Okay.
But if you want to try this, Steve, as a little experiment at home, take a pour Coca-Cola in a glass and put a penny in it for a couple of days and pull it out. It'll be bright and shiny.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's how corrosive and acidic it is.
Okay.
So this is the same thing with the pH. Now, the 316, you know what Paul was saying, it has what's called molybdenum, if I can pronounce it right. That's a tough one. But it is. It has less. If you look at like the other ones that corrode in environments, like you talked about, are iron, copper, aluminum, and zinc. And the 304 has that iron. It's ferritic, right? Whereas when they talk about this is austenitic. It's a cubic form. But the 316 basically is far superior and for corrosive resistance. This is why you can use it in a marine environment, right?
Correct.
A lot of boats use it.
Yeah. And actually, we've actually taken that a step further in that all the screws that we use externally are stainless steel.
Yeah.
Because most people use a zinc-coated zip screw, small screw, and a year from now, they'll be rusty.
And I just said that. Zinc is one that can corrode. So again, guys, you have to think about this. This is what sets Pine Block apart because it's the system. If you're going to invest in something like this, we're going to talk to Paul in another segment here about kind of the approximate cost. But this is something that you want to do once and be done with it, right?
Yep. And that also includes the hardware we use to hold the gutters on. So, you know, we're really paying attention for everything from the house side all the way out to the outside of the gutters. So.
Yeah. That's very cool. Now, let's get into, because we've got a couple more minutes left in this segment. So we went through the material aspects, why use 316. We went through the design and the angle. Can you talk to us a little bit about how is Pine Block manufactured?
Well, you talked about Alex Higginbotham, the inventor's number of patents. Pine Block actually incorporates three of those patents, one of them being the filter material, the Higginbotham ratio. The other one is there are certain the way it's extruded that allows the water to go through it. So that's one of the patent areas that he has. And then the other one is just that when our product is installed, virtually all of it is filter material. There's very little framing that gets in the way as far as taking the water in. So it really provides the maximum square footage, if you will, for water to get into your gutters. Okay.
Is it is the Pine Block, is it extruded? Is it stamped, or how
it's,
is it?
It's an extruded aluminum frame, and then the 316 stainless filter material is extruded onto that. And there's we show people when we come out to give them.
So, are you doing some kind of a mechanical attachment of the to the?
It's a combination of banding and crimping, and that also incorporates the allows us to fit it on top of a gutter, so he's really kind of covered the manufacturing process, the durability process, and the installation process all in the same. But we actually come out with little pieces of it and we show people this is what it looks like on its own. Here's what it looks like. We actually travel with a little 1 foot section of a gutter with fascia and a small roof section. And so we can show people, because the thing that we like is once they have this on their house, we really like them to understand how it's working. So they're sitting there, it's, you know, raining cats and dogs, and they can picture, okay, this is how my gutter system is working.
That's very cool. We come back. We're going to get into some of the aspects of cost, insulation, things like that. to discuss that with Paul. You can get them, check them out on their website at PineBlock. That's BLOCK.com, or give them a call at 425-333-7677. With that, I'm Pete.
I'm Steve.
This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News and Seattle's Talk. This is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM. We're having a great discussion with the owner of this company, Pine Block. They do a gutter system here. It's really cool. His name is Paul DeMars. If you didn't catch us, you're just coming in on the tail end of the show, you can go up there to mynorthwest.com/homematters. This will be up there in perpetuity. And maybe Paul will put it on his website, too, if you want to go over to pineblock.com. He can have it over there. You can listen to this. You know, it's all about education, guys. This is what I've always said is, go with good vendors, go with superior products, and, you know, you get what you pay for. We're going to talk a little bit about that with the cost here. If you go cheap, you know, a lot of times you're going to have to replace it a couple times. And even you said, you know, you've had people come many, many times from big box stores after they bought something cheap and it failed, and now they come to you and get it done right.
A lot of people will try everything in the gutter aisle.
Yeah.
And which we, you know, empathize with, yeah. But by the time they get to us, they... Our conversation is a lot easier because they see the value in what we do.
Yeah, yeah. No, it makes a lot of sense. Okay, so I want to go, before we go into kind of the cost and pricing here, so you have, just so we get this right by kind of picture, so you have the base gutter. So either you're manufacturing that base gutter, and you said that's aluminum if you do it, right?
Correct.
And then you have the pine block that overlays on top of that.
Correct.
Okay. How is that attached to the gutter, any gutter?
It fits gently underneath the roof shingles, and we can work with metal roofs, tile roofs, composite shingle roofs. We don't fasten it to the roof, so there's no warranty issues.
So the, does it just like have a lip that slides
Yeah, there's a, I mentioned banding earlier as far as the way it's manufactured. So there's a rolled edge on the back of it, so it allows...
And that's
it,
solid. That's
it's,
not a,
it's solid, correct.
Solid. So yeah. It's almost like a it's almost like a flashing lip.
Really, it is. Kind of, it is. Yeah. And so it allows us to insert it underneath the shingles or underneath the roofing without fear of interfering with the roofing system itself.
Right.
No fasteners, no sealants on the roof side. Okay. It fastens with the stainless steel screws on the outside of the gutter, top outside of the gutter. So you really can't see that from the ground.
And then, like, where do you, how many feet apart are you putting these screws to install?
Usually every 18 to 24 inches.
Okay, so that's your installation protocol.
Yeah.
Okay.
We are always, I mean, the entire process is a combination of function and form. Essentially,
we
the homeowner, of course, wants it to work, but they also want it to look nice. Our big thing that we say is we don't want somebody to come into your house and say, you know, what'd you do to your gutters?
Yeah.
And so... Some applications will require more fastening than others, and that's where I like to tell people, you know, when we're talking in their home, showing them samples, talking about pricing, which we'll get into here in a second, each one of these is really a custom installation. It's not, you know, just come out, screw something on top of your gutters and say thank you very much.
Well, every house is different, you know, as far as like the roofing structure, the pitch, and then you got the different materials of gutter types, and I'm sure you got to look and make sure. That's the other thing too. You probably run into this a lot where gutters were installed improperly. They don't have the right slope, and
we're constantly amazed at how gutters run backwards.
Those dart builders. It's like, well, really?
I think there is a lot of pressure on some gutter installers to just get them up as quick as possible. You won't know they're running, you know, slope the wrong way for a couple of years. So. Yeah. You know, but we joke if that's your sole job in life, you can at least get the water to go the right way.
So you do have that conversation with the customer then, make sure that if they're not slow properly, then you're making adjustments.
Yes.
Too.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
that's good.
When we come out, it allows us to ensure whether we're installing new gutters or using existing gutters, we can ensure that the slope is correct, ensure that the downspouts are clear.
Yeah.
That it can take water, make sure the roof flashing is up to snuff. add flashing if we need to, which is a really common
thing. Doing so just so you guys know too, you guys get the right education here. So the gutter is attached to the fascia board. You got the roof, the soffit is underneath there, and you got the rafter tails that come out. The fascia board is attached to the rafter tails from your roof, right? So correct. You guys are looking at the flashing, too, to make sure that that's all done correctly so that there's nothing going on behind the gutter.
Correct. Okay. Because a lot of, 80% of the time we get called out because people just don't like the inconvenience of having to clean their gutters.
Yeah.
Our primary thing is to actually protect the structure of the house. So in doing that, we want to make sure that no water can curl up underneath, off the roof, and either attack the fascia board, the roof sheathing, that's the wood that holds your roof up. It's a pretty major component. And so frequently when we come out to do estimates, we walk around the house and take a look, and we can point out things that the homeowner didn't see where the roof has been compromised. And those are kind of always difficult conversations because we've had more people than I can count that unfortunately have had to have some roof repair done before we can proceed.
Do you do that?
We don't do that. So we can recommend roofers.
Got it.
We only recommend people that are licensed, bonded, insured. That's our big on that.
We'll get that. That'll be another time for another show.
Yeah. Because,
again, the reason why I bring that up, Paul, is like you are. We're speaking the same language here. You see this as a systems approach. It's a system solution, right? So you got to get the whole system. You can't just slap on pine block and go, hey, we're done, right?
Unfortunately, that's what the box store stuff does. They kind of sell it as easy homeowner installation.
Pop it out yourself.
Pop it on, throw it in. And
it's a little more than that. It's kind of like I always used to joke with people at HDTV. I love that station because they don't always edit and cut things out. We come in and do remodels from people who call and go, I watched the show and I got this far and then I got stuck.
Right.
And that's kind of how it goes.
Or people will think you can get it done in 2 days and it's like, well, no, that show took a month to film and they'll have 20 people on site.
Exactly. All right. Before we lose time here, I want to ask you, so because everybody's probably thinking this, right? I'm sure you get this question all the time. So for an average house, what does it cost to do a pine block installation?
That's a good question. We do the Seattle Home Show twice a year, and we've done that for a number of years.
Okay.
People inevitably ask, what is this per linear foot? And it's difficult to say on that sense because of all the things we're talking about that we do, and each situation is different. But an average cost for a job through pine block is probably $3,500 to maybe $6,500.
Okay.
Depends on, materials. Obviously, the amount of materials based on the size of the house is going to be a factor. But labor is probably just as big a factor. Yeah. And so depending on how easy it is to actually get to it and how long it's going to take.
Yeah. And I just, guys, here, you can do the math. We're going to get into all of this because there's other factors than just cost. And I'm going to talk about that here a second before we wrap the show up. But if you're looking at someone that does, if you can get them out to clean your gutters, you're probably, and you got a two-story house, you're probably looking at, $350 per time. You're going to do it a couple times a year probably. And then, if you look at somewhere in that $4,500, $5,000 range on average, you can see what the payback. But more importantly, here's the thing, and Paul told me this to me off air, which is, a lot of you guys just don't want to get up on ladders. It's no fun, man. It's hard on your knees. It's also dangerous. You could fall. I just had a buddy of mine in Texas. He fell and messed his hip up. He was putting up Christmas lights last summer. So, this is a real issue. It's a pain. And then, cleaning gutters is a pain. And the thing is, let's just be honest, guys, about this thing. How many times do you actually really clean your gutters yourself? I mean, it's just like how many times are you putting the air filter in when you should in your furnace, right? So we say we do it, or we say we're going to seal our grout in the bathroom, but then we don't. So if you're going to be truthful about yourself, having a system like this where it's a set and forget, and when you're sitting there when it's raining and you're having a glass of wine, you can go, hey, I got pine block up there. I'm protected. So you want to give these guys a call. Paul, it was great to have you on the air. Thank you for coming on.
Great. Thank you, Pete. My pleasure.
It's Paul DeMars. He's the owner of Pine Block Gutters. You can give him a call at 425-333-7677 or check him out at pineblock.com. Or if there's a future home show coming up, they'll probably be there too. You can go see their booth. With that, I'm Pete.
I'm Steve.
This is Home Matters. Cal Radio 97.3 FM. Seattle's News and Seattle's.